Native American activist Geronimo Pratt spent 25 years in prison before his conviction was overturned in 1997, and here is his story. Kenneth Olson, head of the English department at Belmont High School, and his wife Caroline drove to Santa Monica's Lincoln Park tennis courts to meet another couple for a friendly doubles match. The Olsons noticed two men walking toward them. As the pair drew closer, Kenneth Olson realized both men were carrying pistols. The men ordered the Olsons to put their hands up. They demanded money, and then they ordered the couple to the ground and started to leave. Suddenly, they turned and opened fire. Kenneth Olson survived the attack. However, his wife Caroline did not. That was in 1972. Just over 3 years later, former Black Panther Party leader Elmer Gerard Geronimo Pratt was sent to prison for the robbery and murder. Pratt had maintained at his trial that he was in Oakland, 341 miles away, attending a Black Panther Party meeting when Caroline Olson was killed. Santa Monica police made little headway in their investigation of the assault on the Olsons, but events within the Black Panther Party and efforts by secret FBI counterintelligence program called COINTELPRO intersected in 1969 to change that. Pratt was convicted in what his defenders still call one of the most overtly political trials in Los Angeles history. A month after Caroline Olson's murder, Panthers in Los Angeles themselves were left reeling after attacks on the organization by police and federal agents that left a number of prominent activists dead. Their charismatic leader, El Prentice Bunchy Carter, and his close aide, John Huggins, were killed in 1969 in a shootout on the UCLA campus. Carter's death left a void, and Julius Julio Butler, a 35-year-old former Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy, turned Panther. He saw himself as Carter's logical successor. But party leaders in Oakland tapped Pratt, a decorated Vietnam veteran who had been a Panther for only about 4 months. A bitter rivalry developed between Pratt and Butler. Pratt and other Panthers accused Butler of being a police informant, while Butler accused them of threatening his life. By May 1969, Butler had begun talking to the FBI. On August 5th, he was expelled from the party, and according to former Panthers and FBI documents obtained after Pratt's conviction, he says he quit. 5 days later, he gave a letter to the police naming Pratt as Caroline Olson's killer. Pratt, who now uses the name Geronimo DeJaga, served 2 years in Los Angeles County Jail and 25 years in prison, the first 8 years in solitary confinement, before his conviction was finally overturned in 1997 and he was released on bail. After Pratt's release, then Los Angeles District Attorney Gil Garcetti appealed Dickey's decision. But one veteran prosecutor said parts of Garcetti's appeals were so difficult that experienced trial attorneys to fathom. Garcetti lost his appeal, and Pratt settled a false imprisonment and civil rights lawsuit against the city of Los Angeles and the FBI for a $4.5 million settlement. Pratt now splits his time between Morgan City, Louisiana, his hometown, and East Africa. He has used part of his settlement to support projects for young people in Morgan City and a community founded by former Panthers in Tanzania.